Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. This is a special edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. I'm Ben Kiefer, and today we come to you from Iowa Public Radio's first Great Iowa Potluck in Iowa City. We are outside on a beautiful evening at the Terry Trueblood Recreation Area Lodge. That's just south of town in Iowa City with scores of Iowa Public Radio fans. They have indeed brought their own dishes. We've been sharing potluck dishes and are now ready for some entertainment. Our musical guest today is a longtime fixture of the Iowa folk scene. His original work is a unique blend of Latin and American roots music. It's also colored by his adventurous life experiences. Please give a warm potluck welcome to Mr. Dave Moore.
When I was a kid, I could feel the pull. The blacktop back behind Kenwood School, Cedar Rapids. And I'd grab my glove and my tennis ball, and I'd draw a strike zone up there up on the wall. And the stands were full behind that plate of tender girls I could captivate. Big league scouts who never heard my name until the day I pitched my perfect game. You know, the first guy up I knew preferred fast inside, so I threw my curve. And I struck him out for all the world to see. His small part in history. And the sun did rise up above that field as one by one each batter yielded to an underdog approaching fame. On the day I pitched my perfect game. Then in the ninth, man, it was 3-2. There was one more pitch and I up and I threw it. It was my fireball at that bully Mike. And the umpire called him out on strikes. And on their shoulders I did ride. From that field as all the people cried. Was that boy so all aflame on the day I pitched a perfect game? So I wonder, who was that little boy so all aflame on the day I pitched my perfect game? Thank you. It's good to be here. Terry Trueblood Park.
That's right. A beautiful, warm summer evening in September with Dave Moore outside on a terrace at the Terry Trueblood Recreation Area Lodge. This is a rather new facility. And behind Dave is just a beautiful sort of pond, lake. I don't know what category you put it in. This used to be a quarry or something, didn't it?
It was GNS quarries.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but isn't this beautiful? Didn't Iowa City get it right with this one? Huh?
We sure did. You've got three anglers off on the bank of the pond right over to your right. We'll maybe be a shout there when they pull in a big one. I'm not sure if they will. You an angler? You?
No. I don't fish. I don't fish. I don't have the patience, I don't think, really, you know, Ben. But I use this place. I've been on a kayak out here with my grandson. It's glorious, you know. There's a place where you can put a boat in, which is where I take my dog for rehab swimming. I love this place. Iowa City scored. You know, I think there could have been a bunch of McMansions, you know, around this lake. And they didn't. This is a beautiful thing. You got it right all the way, I think, you know. You should give them a hand, the city fathers. I'm such a grump. It's so nice to say good things about them.
Dave Moore is with us. He has been a legend in music here, going back to the 1970s here in Iowa, entertaining Iowans, the Midwesterners, and the whole nation, also through Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor many times. Let's go back to music. Dave Moore is with us on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. Dave, you take it away. We're going to let you play for several minutes and maybe chat a little bit later. What do you got next for us?
I'm going to do one, Ben, and thanks for having me on. This is so nice to be here amongst friends and faces and also the leading lights of Iowa radio and TV, and you know. But this is a song I'm going to do for Rich Tyler, who's out in the audience. This is a song for Rich Tyler, who maintains and upkeeps a beautiful barn on the outskirts of our town. What do they call that, Rich? The Seacrest 1883 Octagonal Barn. This is a song for a movie that originally aired on IPTV, I think. It was about the round barns of Iowa, and it's called They Needed a Song, and I got to listen to all these farmers talk on videotape about their barns, and it was easy to write. They were so eloquent about their old barns. What you gonna do about the old round barn or one down there on your grandpa's farm? I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. It's a beautiful thing, but it don't lean true. It leans too much, it seems to me. But it does has a little bit of history. And it's around like a hat in the globe. And it's around like a tornado. And it's around this thing for miles around. Way up on the hill at the edge of this town. You know, people used to ask me quite a lot, man, why they build that barn? I said, why not? They used to sew in a circle and pray in a circle and drink all night and day in a circle. I'd guess you'd say I'm proud to own her. The devil can't hide where there ain't any corners. And it's around like a hat in a globe. And it's around like a tornado. And it's around this thing for miles around. Way up on the hill at the edge of this town. You know, I had a thought over a coffee cup. Maybe things were too straight, they had to soften it up. Have a little fun, throw them a curve. Man, they built those barns because they still had nerve. Walking inside's a trip to the past, to different days and bygone tasks. Some fall by wind and fire, some are torn down by a man for hire. Me, I believe I'll let mine stand. You gotta let those old things grace the land. And it's around like a hat in a globe, and it's round like a tornado. It's around this thing for miles around. You know, it's way out on a hill at the edge of our town. Thank you. There's a river, as many of you know, right to the west of this beautiful spot. And that's what this song's about. You know, we bought a cabin south of town, right on the river where it bends around. South of town where the river bends down to the river again. Down to the river. Down to the river. South of town where the river bends down to the river again. We got an old dog, moves like a bear. We got one foot in the grave, but she loves it there. It's a city dog with a second wind. Down to the river again. Down to the river. Down to the river now. A city dog with a second wind. Down to the river again. It's nice to see my woman smile. She lost her dream, and it's been a while. It seems to me like she's always been there. Down to the river again. We got corn to the east and the river west, and a clump of trees, we're gonna build a nest. Build the nest and pull the pin down to the river again. Down to the river. Down to the river. Build the nest, pull the pin down to the river again. A city dog with a second wind, down to the river again. South of town where the river bends down to the river again. Thank you so much. That was fun to play for you. I'm going to play a tune I don't know. But I think I know it hopefully well enough. You know, get everybody here all right? It's such a beautiful spot here, huh? I thought there was this event that happened last spring in Iowa City that I thought was just a momentous occasion and kind of an act of audacity, as they might say. It was when a guy drove his car over the pedestrian's bridge across the Iowa River and tried to come down around the spiral and made it all the way to the end where the police were waiting for him. And you know, nobody got hurt. I know he broke the law and everything, but I just thought, generally speaking, it was a good thing all around, you know. And so I got the words, and I thought that boy, he might like a song. I haven't met him yet. I hope to. But I know we shall always remember his name. Brian Bordwell, 0.08. We shall always remember our boy, and it goes without saying, he's from Illinois. And the cops say he's skewed, he's crazy. Driving down the pedestrian bridge, and the cops say he's so amazing. He's driving down the pedestrian bridge. You know he wasn't that drunk, man, there wasn't no dare. Some people gotta climb a mountain just because it's there. He's a real Knievel, he's a man of the year. He's a real medieval, man, he got no fear. And now the phone's flipping on, he hit the spiral. And the kids say, man, I'm gone, gone, baby, I'm going viral. And the cops say, he's so amazing, driving down the pedestrian bridge. And the cops say, he's cute, he's crazy, he's driving down the pedestrian bridge. And the beefed up cops, they're waiting on the grounds. Their big jaws drop when the kids drop down. You know, cops get mad because they're on steroids, so they went kind of bad on the Illinois boy. But through multiple signs of intoxication, Brian said, hi, I called the Board of Education. I'm the real medieval, I got no fear. I'm the real Knievel, I'm your man of the year. And you shall always remember my name, Brian Boardwell. You shall always remember our boy. And it goes without saying, he's from Illinois. And the cops say, he's cute, he's crazy, he's driving down the pedestrian bridge. And the cops say, he's so amazing, driving down the pedestrian bridge. And one of them cops said, well, 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 maybe tonight I'm gonna stop by your cell. Brian said, hi, you think you're a hunk, but if you come on by, you're gonna be my punk. Cause I'm the real medieval, I'm the man of the year. I'm the real Knievel, and I got no fear. And the phones are flipping on when he hits the spiral. And the kids say, I'm gone, 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 I'm viral. And the cops say, he's cute, he's crazy, he's driving down the pedestrian bridge. And the cops say, he's cute, he's amazing, he's driving down the pedestrian bridge. And you shall always, we will always remember his name, Brian Boardwell. Point away.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio,
adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's a special edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We are out as the sun is going down at the Terry Trueblood Recreation Area, out on a beautiful terrace outside the lodge here. It's only a couple years, year or two old here, a big pond lake behind us, all glassy looking with the sun going down. Anglers out there, and Dave is picking up one harmonica after the other and throwing it down until he finds the right one.
I'm losing it up here. I'm losing it.
Dave Moore is with us, recorded at the first ever Iowa Public Radio Great Iowa Potluck. And how'd that food taste, by the way, that you all brought? Was that good?
Yay.
What I had was good. A variety of dishes. You know, it's an amazing thing. There's a quantum theory or some kind of mathematic formula. You invite a certain number of people to a potluck, and you'll get some main dishes, you get some side dishes, and you get some desserts. We had a preponderance of desserts, I think, today.
Yeah, I wonder what that says about people.
You know, in a sweet mood? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a sweet day. It's a sweet day.
Tell me, we were hearing original music that you make. We heard there Brian Boardwell, 0.08. Obviously something that was inspired fairly recently. How is songwriting going lately? I'm just interested in how Dave Moore is inspired to write something like that or one of your many other beautiful songs.
You know, it's going well. It's been going good. And I'm pleased, you know. I'm in my mid-60s. I'm still writing songs. I'm still playing. I've had a little spurt early in the summer. And I don't know, it probably came out of
I was in San Antonio in May, and it just invigorated me in every way being back to the town that I love San Antonio so much. And so I think that was the reason, really, I came back, and I'm just all hopped up and wanting to play more accordion and just thinking about music and about community, and that made me start to write the songs, I think, you know, really. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what? How can you not write a song about the event that Brian Welch was? You know? So,
this is where great music intersects with Iowa news, right here on Java Blend with Dave Moore. What do you got for us next? Let's go back to some music. I know you got your accordion there. Is that time for that?
Yeah, let's make it time for it. Let's make it time for it.
Well,
let's play a song.
Stand by here. Remind our listeners while you're getting that out that... you can find out more about Java Blend. In fact, if you're listening to this in your car or your kitchen on your radio, you can download it by going to iowapublicradio.org. Just then search for Java Blend, and you'll see there. You can listen to it online in stereo or download it as a podcast to your favorite mobile device. How far back do you in this particular, is it an accordion or concertina? I don't know the difference.
It's a three-row button accordion.
How far back do the two of you go?
I've had this accordion for a long time. I haven't used it because it's got an unusual air button that I never figured out until recently.
But you have figured it out now.
I got it.
Okay. Well, let's hear it. Dave Moore on Iowa Public Radio Studio 1.
So I'm going to do a tune here from El Tro. It's from down in Texas. And it's what happened when... It's what happened when you had a lot of Germans in North Texas and in the Rio Grande Valley, and they had accordions and they played waltzes and polkas. And so this is a tune called El Troquero. It means the truck driver, and this is my English version. This is by a wonderful man I never got to meet. His name was Manuel Guerrero. They used to call him the singing sergeant, El Sargento que Canta. Anyway, this is my version of El Troquero, the truck driver. Soy troquero y me gusta ser borracho. Soy parandero y me gusta enamorar. Cargo dinero para gastar con mis amigos. En las cantinas no me gusta panterear. Let's have a round of beer, I'll pay the bill. Play a polka for me on accordion. Oh man, this is the life, and maybe later I'll take that little girl in me camion. Ando borracho, pero a mí me importa poco. 'Cause his music make me feel young and free. And I'd like to drink a toast to all you women, though I know you'll be the death and ruin me. Corpus Christi and Laredo and San Antonio, on the road from town to town, my heart's delight. California, there's the sweetest chickenita. She's the one my heart is burning for tonight. Oh man, I'm gonna drive down to the valley. In McAllen, I got a fling or two. In San Benito, there's a blonde waiting for me. In Santa Rosa, there's a rose whose heart is true.
All right. It was such a pleasure to be in San Antonio for 2 weeks and rekindle some old friendships. And I'll tell you, it's to be on the west side of San Antonio, if you like art and you like music, or the south side of San Antonio, it's just growing by the minute, you know. It's a great pleasure. It's like Ma and Pa paradise. This is a song called Stealing Flowers. My kitchen table's kind of empty. I got water in my vase. I like flowers in the morning to brighten up this place. But I'm living in the city. I got concrete for a yard. And I got asphalt for a garden. I found a little place to start. I've been stealing flowers, just a couple every day. I've been stealing flowers for a small bouquet. My neighbors never really notice it if one or two are gone. In fact, our garden, their gardens, keeps on growing a little bigger every dawn. I'm a thief, I'm a stranger, walking through their sweet domain. A secret arranger of a small bouquet. I've been stealing flowers, just a couple every day. I've been stealing flowers for a small. Thank you so much. You're a great audience. What a beautiful spot, huh?
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa Band.
Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
If you just joined us, we're enjoying an hour with Dave Moore out in the open at the Terry Trueblood Recreation Area outside the lodge on this beautiful terrace, a stone terrace that looks out on a beautiful lake that they've recreated into a recreation area. It used to be a quarry, and now people enjoy themselves in all sorts of ways, fishing out there, paddle boards, kayaks, canoes, just walking the dog, or listening to Dave Moore out here as many Iowa Public Radio listeners are.
It's a beautiful place.
After enjoying themselves with a potluck here. We got about, I don't know, 20 minutes or so left. Dave, I want to thank you for being with us. So we're not quite to the end yet, but it's such a joy. When magic like this happens, you are the right man to have here.
And wow, that's nice.
It's such a wonderful evening. You don't get a lot of evenings like this in a lifetime.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You don't, do you? It's nice. It's sweet. Very sweet.
Now, you don't live too far from here. We won't disclose a location. But you've got a cabin somewhere around here. I'm just interested. What does Dave Moore like to do off on his lonesome when there's no daily pressures, no daily grind? What do you like to do that's... Well, we know you like to create wonderful music. Been doing that for more than four decades. What do you like to do otherwise?
Play video games.
No. We're gonna edit that out, Dave. We don't want our image of you spoiled. Come on.
I gotta find a screen, man. That's a good question. I like kidding around.
Yeah.
You know, I like dogs quite a bit. I've got a lot of pleasure in my life from dogs. You know, I've got a lot of pleasure from being around a dog. I've liked to have trained a dog so he's off leash. And yeah. This goes back to the very beginnings. I've always felt like it goes back to human beginnings. Don't get me started, Ben. But you know, people speculate that maybe that was our edge over the Neanderthals, man. It's true.
Having the dog-human relationship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They speculate about that. I take it further. But I get a lot of pleasure out of animals, you know, and I read too, you know. But even when I was beginning music, you know, I had a dog named Red, you know, and I was living in California. And when I was first playing harmonica, I think some of the best times in my life was when I was, it was in Palo Alto is where I was living, in a little apartment back when there were such a thing in Palo Alto. And I'd walk down the street at 2 a.m. playing harmonica, and my dog would, I can hear him going through the backyards. Just sort of, you know, and just creating dog havoc in the trash cans and cats. And I felt like I ruled the world, you know. I was learning music, and I had this awesome dog. And, I like my grandsons. They're nice, too. I don't see them a lot. That's just the beginning, you know. I think those are some of the things I like to do, Ben.
Oh, thanks for sharing. Dave Moore, take us back to some of your music. It occurs to me, more than four decades of creating music for us.
Yeah, I got started late, but I got started playing harmonica at about 21. So, I'm 64. So
that's true. Excellent. What do you got for us now, Dave?
I don't know. Let's see. What are we on, the theme of time and that kind of thing? And I'm going to do a tune. You know what I'm going to do? I just played this at an after hours party a couple weeks ago. And it's a tune that I made up quite a few years ago and kind of threw away about Dave Zolo. Everybody know Dave Zolo? David Zolo? There's a guy who has done a lot for the Iowa music scene, you know. He stayed here and he really has made a big effort, you know, for all ships to rise, you know, together, you know. He's up there on the keyboard. Man, the kid's got perfect time. His voice is gone, but he's delivering a song. It's just like he never owned a lousy dime. He grew up here, a local boy. I see him out in the crowd. He had a crazy grin. His old man was with him. Man, he loved it when we played too loud. And he's halfway I see. He's halfway I see. He's halfway, he's about halfway to being a has been like me. That's a little hard on myself, but I saw a woman say, oh, I'm kidding, man. I went downtown to see him. He's got a wild ass raggedy band. Remember High and Lonesome? All the girls on the floor were screaming for more. It's like they're playing in some kind of promised land. And the band was rocking, they were half in the bag. Man, I had half a mind to jump on stage. But I looked around, it was a different town. Everybody about half my age. And he's half way I see. And he's half way I see right now.
You know, he's just about halfway. Woo, Lord, he's about halfway to being a has-been like me. Let me tell you, maybe he'll get lucky and he'll ride the shooting star. He'll drink for free and make history away from these small town bars. Maybe he's already lucky, he gets to carry the dynamite. 'Cause when you hit the groove and see a small town move, it's like you're preaching on Saturday night. And he's halfway, I say. He's halfway, he's about halfway to being a has-been like me. Thank you. I hope Dave takes that in the right way if he ever hears that song. That's probably the first time I've ever played that one out. Yeah. These kids are great, huh? No, it's all good. I'm enjoying it. I feel like I should do something for them. But I don't, I mean... You people out there in radio land, this is one of those times when you can truly... I meant that as a compliment, really. It's all good. Maybe not. Train song, yeah. Let's see. Oh, I could play the harmonica, you mean, like a train. Is that what you mean for the kids? They're gone now. Adults only now, man. This note of sorrow it didn't travel so far, no. It came to me waking from sleep. All that's left is listening. This note of sorrow, you won't be leaving me tomorrow. This note I hear ringing so clear, this note of sorrow's for you. This note of sorrow, it isn't something you borrow. And simply return it because you prefer walking along to some easy little tune. This note of sorrow, isn't leaving my heart known. this note I hear ringing so clear. This note of sorrow's for you. Thank you.
Dave Moore performing live on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend, Studio One performance on an evening that those of us here can all agree couldn't be more perfect. After a nice potluck and the sun has set, the sky above is dimming, the lights are starting to go out. Got time for a couple more if you had them.
I got them.
For us. I don't know if you take requests.
Yes.
Well, being as we're in Iowa City and you've been singing a long time in this area, we've got a lot of people from Iowa City. In fact, I've been speaking to a lot of people this evening at the potluck who've been from all around this, traveled for an hour or so to get here to see you, Dave, and be with the Iowa City, Iowa Public Radio community here in eastern Iowa. But we are in Iowa City, and there's a rival town next door.
There is. There's a big town.
And we know your sense of humor.
Big boys.
And I seem to recall a song you wrote years ago that talked about this little rivalry.
Yeah, big
with boys. With a city next door called...
Bunch of bullies.
Yeah.
Coralville. The big boys.
Before you got to get revved up for this. Let me thank a couple people. Jim Davies has been engineering this program. Thanks, Jim. Technical producers, Phil Moss, production assistants, Mitch McAndrew. Thanks, everybody, for making this happen. Thank you all for coming to the potluck. Most of all, thanks to Dave Moore for a perfect evening of entertainment outside under the great dome of the sky. I'll leave it to you to finish up. Let's thank Dave Moore one more
time.
Thank
you, Ben. Thank you for doing it all these years, man. Thank you for doing this for the music, and same to the rest of the people from Iowa Public Radio who are here tonight. Yeah, you know, we are in Iowa City, huh? What do they call the place out there, River Landing? We just need a few, like, 12-story buildings out here, and it'd be a little nicer. Isn't this sweet, man? I wish the people in Radio Land could see it. It's got a jet going off on one side, and it's really too much. You know, you can hardly sing, you know. You guys got the best seat in the house. This is for Ben. You've done a lot for everything. I'll take your request for sure. It's a good idea. I know a place. It used to be small. It's a disgrace, and then they build them all. Yeah, man, they got the will in Coralville. I know you old hippies hate it. You just complain. Get a grip, jump on the gravy train. You know, nobody really wants to go to the mill when they can shop in Coralville. People crazy about Coralville. They know we needed it more. They know we needed some sprawl. And now the times are hard, that's why we got credit cards we get fulfilled. By towns like Coralville. You know, they got it bumper to bumper. They got it horn to horn. There's a boomtown baby growing up right next door. They go for the kill. out in Coralville. No offense if you live out there. It's all right. Yeah, offense. Yes, offense. Yes, offense. People get hungry as they drive to the mall. Man, they got Hardee's, they got Arties, and they got McDonald's, and they got Burger King, and they got Burger Chef, they got the Whataburger, they got the Burger Boy, they got Taco Burgers, they got burgers. I've tried them all. It's versatile. They're eating Coralville. Coralville. Yeah, man, people crazy for Coralville. Woo! They know we wanted them all. They know we needed some sprawl. And now the times are hard. That's why they invented credit cards. We get fulfilled. There's the coolest towns like Coralville. On out there, people, it ain't so late to buy a condo overlooking the interstate. I know it's a little shrill, but at least you're rocking in Coralville. Nobody would want to go to the mill when they could shop in Coralville. Good idea, Ben. Thanks, everybody, for being here tonight. Such a beautiful night. Thanks for being part of this this event for Iowa Public Radio. And it's been my pleasure. We'll do one more song to finish up. This is the right time of day for this song. It's called The End of the Day. When the setting sun sinks in the west, it's easy to run and get no rest. But running alone leads astray, so I'm coming home at the end of the day. At the end of the day, put your hand in mine. We kind of lost our way, but I'll know we're fine. Old time love comes back to stay, like the moon above at the end of the day. You know, sometimes we tire, we drift apart. We all lose the fire to a troubled heart. You can knock on wood, but there's a better way to be looking good at the end of the day. At the end of the day, we kind of lost our way, but I know we'll find. Old time love come back to stay, like the moon above at the end of the day. The days go fast and the time does fly, and the years have passed in the blink of an eye.
two grains of sand found a way. Walking hand in hand at the end of the day. At the end of the day, put your hand in mine. We kind of lost our way, but I know we'll find. Old time love come back to stay. Like the moon above at the end of the day, old time love come back to stay. Like the moon at the end of the day. Thank you so much. Thank you. You might have things to do, but it sounds like you want another one off air, right? Are we off air now? Good. Now I can really go after him. This one is called the Star of Gold Polka. Maybe we will see the first star during this. If not, we'll just think about it later. La Estrella de Oro, the Star of Gold Polka, is the first part. I've been playing this polka for years. The minor part, when it goes to the minor, is called Viva el West Side. It's from my teacher, Fred Zimmerle, when Chris Strotwich from our Hooli Records came through San Antonio and was sitting at Fred's house down on 18th Street in the West Side. I said, Fred, we need a minor key polka. And Fred was scratching his head and thinking, he's thinking to himself, he told me later, we don't do minor key polka. This guy's from California, he's got a big car. I'm going to make up a minor key polka right now. And he called it Viva West Side, and he ended up naming the record after it, and it became kind of a standard, you know. So this is, the whole thing is called La Estrella de Oro.
Dave Moore on a beautiful late summer evening in Iowa City in 2015. Well, we have a little bit of extra time here on Java Blend. Let's go out with one more by Dave Moore. Let's go back a few years. This is from 1990, from an album that captured some attention for the up-and-coming Iowa artist Dave Moore. This is the title track to Dave Moore's 1990 album, Over My Shoulder, here on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Tonight should be like any other night. Tonight ain't like that, it's strange. I feel like something's coming after me. It's out of my range. Maybe it's something I did when I was a kid. Someone I did neglect. There's an uninvited guest here tonight and I ain't getting no rest. People, I can't see what they want with me. People, I can't see what they want with me. What's it gonna be? Coming after me, over my shoulder, over my shoulder. It might be Rebecca now by the sea. She's sitting in a pool. She's holding some 5-year-old and saying she don't want to live with you. Or it might be that sweet thing with a howling dog and a screaming blade. She hollering, I ain't ever gonna be letting you forgetting all the love we made. People, I can't see what they want with me. People, I can't see what they want with me. What's he gonna be? Coming after me, over my shoulder, over my shoulder. Mississippi Johnny's climbing from the grave with a coffee cup, saying thanks for the nod. You're doing all right, but don't be pushing it, you're messing it up. It might be old Santiago with his twinkling eyes, scar on his chin, saying what the hell the gringo doing down on the Rio Grande again. People, I can't see what they want with me. People, I can't see what they want with me. What's it gonna be?